Hello, Gone Wild Audio Backstage. I've been away for a hot minute, and there's a whole pot of tea to spill there, but I'm not gonna go there right now. It might actually come up in this. But I decided just to kind of keep the ball rolling or get it back rolling. I don't know how you want to classify that. That I do this little questionnaire that I found. So the username is deleted, but it says Petal's fourth questionnaire. So I'm going to assume the person was Petal. It's 3 in the morning and I don't know how well this is going to go. So you know what? Buckle in. We'll get through this together. I got you and you got me. So, this is going to be an experience for everyone involved. I'm also texting, so I'm going to space off, and I apologize. Oh, really? Okay, so the first question of Petal's fourth questionnaire. Is your masturbating hand, both, if you're ambidextrous, got burned off in a fire? You touched my mixtape, did I? Did I really? I don't think I did. You can only restore either its functionality or aesthetics. Which do you choose? Well, I need my right hand to do stuff. And I'd also probably have a gnarly ass scar to talk about. So I'd go with functionality. That's just me though. What color is the sky right now? It is black. It's 3 in the morning. It has every right to be super dark. I don't know why I'm all hiccupy now. What's my favorite piece of clothing I own? Ooh. That's a hard one. That is a hard one. I have a lot of clothing. I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna say it's probably a faux suede black blazer that fits like a glove. Ugh. I just love it. Goes with everything. You can dress it up, dress it down, and it's just perfect. You get the chance to have an orgy with every current audio poster on Gone Wild Audio. Like, everyone is in the room. Everyone. Do you do it? Yeah. Yeah, I do. Because why not? Okay, what do I think of artificial intelligence? I think it can be a very, very handy tool and a great counterpart to what we already have to offer. But I think there needs to be a limit on its intelligence. I've probably seen too much sci-fi shit, but I'd feel safer if there was a limit. Do I remember my first orgasm? Yes, I do. It was, texting. Alright, can you use your hand, or can you still use your hand and fingers to masturbate after having used sex toys? And if you haven't used toys before, which would you like to try? So for myself, I quite like feeling myself, getting hands-on with myself. Toys will get me to orgasm faster, but I don't necessarily want to get there fast. Definitely an orgasm is about the journey and not the destination, so I feel like if I want something fast and dirty, toys are always great. But if I just really want to chill and experience and, you know, feel myself up, My hands are not incapable of that. Do you keep your sexual history a secret from your peers on Gone Wild Audio? Not really. I'm a pretty open book when it comes to that. If I'm asked a question about it, I'm pretty straightforward about it. So I wouldn't say keep it a secret. I just don't. I don't shout it from the rooftops. Texting again. Do I have any TV series, film, or book recommendations? TV series, Queen of the South. Go watch it. It's on Netflix, but you have to binge it because there's just so much happening. If you don't, you kind of lose half of the info you need to understand the next episode, so binge it. Film, I would say Bohemian Rhapsody. Saw it. Loved it. I feel like they should put more emphasis on the creative process, but, you know, for a 2-hour movie, it was thorough. Texting again, as us millennials do. And then I lose track of my text, so, yeah, I'm in a great mental place right now. 3 a.m., everyone. I haven't really read any outstanding books, so, not recently, at least. I'm making a lot of typos right now. It's not even funny. I'm fading, but whatever. What is, what was your major in college or uni? If you didn't go, what would you like to major in? I majored in fashion merchandising. And I did that because I believed that retail was going to be a career for me. And as of right now, that's still where I am. And it's an avenue I'd still like to explore. Whether I use that specific set of skills, I'm suddenly Liam Neeson. I don't know. I that's yet to be seen. I would still like to keep my options open, and even if I don't use that major, I can always, you know, go for another one if I need to, or work my way up. But as of right now, I'm content where I am. Would you like to have sex with someone with a 12-inch penis? I don't know. I don't know if I'd like it at that point. Like, that's pretty intense, guys. Like, wow. Ow. I'd sign a waiver, and I would need a good bit of fair warning, because if I wasn't expecting a 12-inch long in my face, I'd probably keel over. But I mean, I'd try it. Why the hell not? Give a realistic estimate for how many years until the human race dies out. Man, given the tumultuous and turbulent state of our political structures, Give me anywhere from the next tweet to 200 million years from now. But I'm going to say within the next 5,000 years. I think either we are going to die out or the planet is going to give up on us. Either way, it doesn't end well for either. How do you get yourself to stop procrastinating and be productive? I didn't know I did that. Honestly, for me, it's lack of days off. So if I have 2 days off in a row, my first day is rest. And my second day is doing things. So I think one of it, for me, and this applies to anyone and anything, I think once you put yourself on a timeline, you're going to be 10 times more productive. And this kind of ties into the recent tea that I was going to spill. I clean when I'm angry. And I've been angry lately. I got involved with the wrong person. And hijinks ensued, and it just left everyone angry and upset. So needless to say, I've had a lot of energy to channel into reorganizing and cleaning and everything. So there's that. How do you pee with a boner? Alternately, how do you masturbate on your period? My clit is like my button. Like, that'll get me there. So it's just a matter of, just feeling up to it. My sex drive actually dives when I'm on my period. Before my period, I go into full hoe mode. Like, fuck me kind of hoe mode. Yeah. But while I'm on my period, if the mood strikes, 100% it's just clitoral stimulation. Why is it illegal to be paid to have sex in private, but legal when it's on camera? Because people are hypocrites. I think sex work should be regulated. I think that the men and women in the fields of sex work need to be protected, especially because it's not a profession that's going away and never will. It is the world's oldest profession, but in a lot of ways it is the world's most dangerous profession. Now that I'm not saying it is the world's most dangerous profession, I'm just saying in a lot of ways that it can be, and the people who are in it deserve to be protected, especially when it comes to the hypocrisy of what people find acceptable and unacceptable. So basically it boils down to people are dicks. You can only choose two. Enough sleep, a social life, contact with anyone, or internet porn. Which and why? A social life and sleep. They're the two things I don't get right now. I obviously realized that internet porn would also mean this. Kind of. So, it would suck forsaking that. But at the same time, I'd also be getting sleep and a social life. Yeah, that's lovely. Would I rather always have a dry, scratchy throat or a mild headache? I normally have a mild headache. It's called work. No, but seriously, I think I'd rather the headache. How do you go about getting creepy, annoying, rude PMs from people? I ignore them. Fuck those people. They want a reaction. They're not going to get one. Boo-hoo. Go try it on someone else. What's my phone's wallpaper, and what about my desktop? My desktop is... I'm actually on my laptop for a change right now. It's this. Sorry, I'm reading a text. It's this, I don't know if it's digital or not, but it's this painting, almost, of this German Shepherd on a really, like, softly, warmly lit background with a lot of lens flare and a little white kitten, like, booping its nose. I thought it was just, like, the most adorable thing, so. That's what my, my desktop is. My phone is my cat, Pickle. Except with the Snapchat filter being all weird and psychedelic, and it's kind of cool. That's that. Where am I? Do you think fisting is sexy? Nope. Don't ever do that. Not to me. Not my game. Texting. I keep forgetting I'm recording, but I also don't. I don't fucking know. It's 3:30 a.m. I don't need to know. I don't have to know. And if you think I do, well then bye. Describe the idea of your perfect wedding. I don't know. I don't know. Not really at a point in my life where I've thought about it much. So what I have thought about is I'd like an outdoor thing, indoor ceremony, or outdoor ceremony and indoor reception. And that's pretty much about it. If a dog can be involved, awesome. Do you think instant teleportation could be possible? Man, I think given the time and the technology, anything can be possible. But just because it's possible doesn't mean you should do it. That's my take on it. If you could put one item into a time capsule that is indicative of the time period of your childhood, what would it be? Bop it. 100%. It's a bop it. And tell us the story of my day. Sometimes a pretty normal day. I worked a little bit later, so I got to sleep in. Went to work, had a nice busy day. Not busy enough, but it was busy. A friend of mine stopped by to come see me at work, which was fun. Actually, a couple friends of mine stopped by. A current / old coworker, and that was, it was good. It was fun. And it's one of those shifts where I got through, I was happy with everything we had accomplished, and yeah. And now I'm here at 3 a.m. I video called with a friend of mine, fucking Snapchatting, being a millennial. Hopefully in a non-annoying way. I know it's a hot button topic to be calling somebody a millennial, but whatever. It is what it is. I'm a 90s kid, so you want to call me a millennial, fine. I just don't have to live up to your stereotype. But I think that about ends Petal's fourth questionnaire. Now, in all honesty, I really feel that I have a little bit of a creative blockage right now. And it's just something I need to work through. I should be up and recording soon. I just think it's where my headspace is right now, and I just have to sort myself out a little bit emotionally and mentally. Just shake some cobwebs off and get back to it and get my mind back in those in that, I don't know, exploratory headspace. For now, I think this is probably going to be what I'll release. I do have a couple that I could release, but I'm ultimately not happy with them. I don't like editing my material because A, I'm terrible at it. B, I think it takes away from the feel of where I go with my audios. It's just me. But I feel like I just need to shake those cobwebs off and I'll be good. But in the meantime, maybe I'll do more stuff like this so you know that I'm still active and still recording, just not erotically. And if you want to get to know me non-erotically, you can pop in. Now this is quickly declining into rambling. But I don't really know what else to say other than I do hope I'll be back soon recording both non and erotic audios. So for now, this is it. This is all. And yeah. If you've hung on this long, I will personally deliver you a Nobel Peace Prize. And maybe some cookies, cupcakes, something as a thank you. If you've skipped to this part, I'd say I can blame you, but I really can't. So, kudos. Kudos. That's it. That's all. Good night.